Okay, so chances are that you are watching this video by yourself. And don't feel bad, most people are watching this alone. Hell, I'm making it alone. But recent studies show that in-person socializing has plunged by more than 20%, and that 1 in 5 Americans reported having no close social connections. And this is even more true for dudes. 30 years ago, 55% of men said they had at least 6 close friends. Today, it's half that, and 15% said they have no close friendships at all. Men are so alone that it has been labeled an epidemic. So, where'd all the homies go? Well, there's one filmmaker who actually foresaw the male loneliness epidemic, the king of 2000s bro comedy, Judd Apatow.
I know it's not that exciting to see me.
Now, many have unfairly dismissed his films as just a bunch of dumb movies for dudes, but through these films, we can chart just how dudes ended up so lonely and maybe, just maybe, how we could get the bros back together again. Now, it all goes back to Apatow's first feature screenwriting credit, Heavyweights, the 90s cult classic about kids at a fat camp squaring off against an egomaniacal weight loss guru. Friends, if you have not seen this movie before, please go watch it. It was one of my favorites growing up. It still really holds up. Now, Heavyweights is pretty much the Rosetta Stone of Apatow's filmography, exploring the themes of loneliness and bromance that he would return to in his directorial films. In Heavyweights, Jerry, a misfit loner, finds purpose through the friendships that he forms at summer camp. And before Jerry arrives at camp, he's mocked for his appearance.
Go, fat boy, go!
When he gets to camp, all the kids immediately welcome him into the fold.
Camp is awesome. Plus, no one picks on you because you're not the fat kid. Everybody's the fat kid.
Now, this camaraderie gives Jerry the confidence to succeed. He's given the nickname Captain, and he helps the group overthrow their egomaniacal camp counselor. The film even ends with Jerry winning a relay race against a competing camp, his friends cheering him on. You know, friendship in Heavyweights is the key to success and making it through life's hardships. I mean, listen to some of the anthem that plays during the credits.
Camp ho, please give us food. We're starving in a rotten mood, but still we're hanging with our friends, so we hope summer never ends.
Yeah, we can only play so much of that, but go watch the rest for yourself. But what happens if you don't have friends to cheer you on? Well, look no further than Apatow's directorial debut, The 40-Year-Old Virgin. Now, Steve Carell stars as Andy Stitzer, the eponymous virgin. But more important than him being a, you know, sort of incel, Andy's a loner with no friends. I mean, just listen to what he does on the weekend.
Friday, when I went home, I really wanted an egg salad sandwich, and I was just obsessing about it. And I was like, man, I'm going to make one of those. So Saturday, I went out and I got like a dozen eggs, the mayonnaise and the onions in and paprika and, you know, all the accoutrement. And then by the time I was done, I just really didn't feel like eating it.
For Apatow, isolation leads to depression and angst. Andy is chronically unhappy. When he's introduced, he's staring wide-eyed in bed, Life of Illusion playing in the background. And when we actually get to see his life, it's this.
I have a very fulfilling life.
And now I am making your silver pants blue.
Now, Apatow wasn't the only person in the early aughts who noticed this trend of male loners. In his 2000 book, Bowling Alone, Robert D. Putnam analyzed bowling leagues and discovered that while more American men were bowling, less were joining leagues. Now, Putnam used this to extrapolate on the growing trend of social isolation and loneliness, particularly amongst men. Putnam thought the answer to the loneliness problem was simple. Friendship. But not just friendship with people like you, but friendship with people that aren't like you. Per Putnam, ties that link you to people like yourself are called bonding social capital. And bridging social capital is your ties to people unlike yourself. So my ties to people of a different generation or a different gender or a different religion or a different politic or whatever, that's my bridging social capital. In a diverse society like ours, we need a lot of bridging social capital. Now, in The 40-Year-Old Virgin, we see Andy form bridging social capital with his coworkers. You know, they're all pretty different, and most importantly, they're nothing like Andy. You know, Jay is a womanizer. David is lovesick after having his heart broken. And Cal, well, Cal's just sort of young Seth Rogen. But the film takes its time to establish the bonds Andy forms with each of them. Now, Jay helps set Andy up on dates.
From now on, your dick is my dick. I'm getting you some pussy.
Cal shows him how to talk to women.
Just ask questions, okay? That's it.
And David and Andy bond about being in love.
That's just love.
And they get Andy out of the house and into the world.
Oh, you f***er!
Just like in Heavyweights, these bonds get Andy out of his shell and give him the confidence to pursue a real relationship and eventually seal the deal. So all good, right? We fixed the male loneliness problem. Well, not quite. because as Apatow matured as a filmmaker, he developed a more cynical perspective on male friendship. Now, his next film, Knocked Up, appears to be more of the same bromance hijinks. You know, you got slacker Ben, who lives a happy life with his weird bros. And just like 40-year-old Virgin, Ben's friends are there for him, you know, playing wingman so he can score with Allison, giving advice when they find out that Allison is pregnant, and they're in the waiting room when his baby is born. But the film contrasts Ben's frat bro lifestyle not just with the career-centric Allison, but with her brother-in-law Pete's married life. Now, while Ben and the bros are talking about celebrity boobs for work, Pete's at home taking care of the kids and getting ready for his morning commute. Now, Pete seemingly has no life outside of his family, and it's made him completely miserable. Things are so bad that Pete pretends that he's going to concerts or working late just to get away from his family. Now, his wife assumes that he's cheating, but he's just hanging out with the guys at a fantasy baseball draft. Instead of being relieved, Debbie is actually furious, even more so than if she had caught him cheating.
This is you wanting to be with your friends more than your family.
This sets up the main conflict of the film, you know, hanging out with your friends versus being an adult and starting a family. And the surprise here is that Apatow doesn't reaffirm the importance of male friendship in this film. Ultimately, both Ben and Pete realize just how lucky they are to have Allison and Debbie. And if it means sacrificing baseball or hanging out with your friends, well, hey, that's a sacrifice worth making. Ironically, Apatow, who in his early films really seemed to champion male friendships, here sort of turns his back on them. And at the end of Knocked Up, Ben moves out of his friend's house, he gets his own apartment, and he gets a real job, and that job has nothing to do with Denise Richards' boobs. And when his friends invite him to hang out, he tells them he can't because he's reading a baby book. But let's say that you don't grow up and settle down with a family, you know? Does that lead to happiness with the bros, smoking weed, and watching movies forever? Sadly, kids, at least according to Apatow, it does not. Because in Funny People, he shows the ramifications of never settling down. Before we get into it, I want to tell you about this video sponsor, Saily. Now, if you're planning on traveling abroad this year, one super important thing that you might overlook is getting an eSIM. Because when you travel to other countries, you might land and realize that your phone's data plan doesn't work, or if it does, you got to pay a lot of extra fees for roaming data, which means you can find yourself stuck wandering around looking for free Wi-Fi connections or wasting precious vacation time waiting to buy an eSIM at the airport, or worse, getting scammed by someone selling fake SIM cards in popular travel destinations when they know that you're desperate for a connection. Now, an eSIM is essential since it enables you to access cellular data plans from different providers, meaning you can still have access to the internet wherever you go. Saily offers multiple plans in over 190 countries and 8 regions at some of the best rates online. And with their global or regional plans, you can use just one eSIM card for your entire trip, even if you're visiting multiple countries. They even have advanced security features that allow you to change your virtual location, block malicious ads, and stay safer with web protection. The process is super easy. All you gotta do is download the app on your mobile device. You then purchase the plan that works best for you. Follow the instructions on the app to install the eSIM, and then Saily eSIM is going to be activated instantly after you land. So if you're traveling abroad, I highly recommend checking Saily app. You can get an exclusive 15% discount on Saily eSIM data plans by downloading the Saily app and using the code Wisecrack at checkout, or just click the link in the description. Okay, now let's get back to the show. Now, Adam Sandler stars as comedian George Simmons. And in the credits, we see Simmons as a young guy goofing off with his buds, having the time of his life. But in the present, he's alone in his mansion, no family or friends to speak of. And when Simmons gets a cancer diagnosis, the only person he can confide in is his assistant, Ira.
Friends? You must want to tell your friends.
I don't really have any friends. I have people I shoot the shit with and f*** around with, but there's nobody I'm really close with.
During a Friendsgiving, George laments the passage of time. Now he's lost touch with all his friends.
It's good to be young. Kind of sucks being old. So just enjoy this. Enjoy time. Time slips away, I promise you.
This gets to the heart of Apatow's growing view on male friendships. As we age, even if you don't grow up, well, your friends will. You know, they'll start families, they'll get new jobs, move across the country, they'll even die, leaving you behind and alone. And in Funny People, Apatow's view of younger male friendships also takes a much darker turn, because unlike the bros in the 40-year-old Virgin and Knocked Up, Ira only has two friends, his roommates Leo and Mark. They're constantly competing with one another, lording their successes, and sleeping with the girls they know their friend likes. They're pretty much the exact opposite of the good-natured bros of Apatow films past.
F*** you, man. Look, I did the exact same thing you've been doing this whole time. You're being competitive. You do that all the time. I'm doing it now, okay?
I didn't make it competitive.
Yes, you did. Have you ever had to work for money? No.
You didn't work in a coal mine, Ira. You worked in a deli. Stop crying about it.
And Apatow's increasingly angry and distrustful bromances seem to reflect what was happening with the fellas in real life. A study for Equimundo found men are becoming increasingly angry and turning online to vent their frustrations. Per the study, 65% of men say that no one really knows me well, and 40% say they trust one or more men's rights, anti-feminist, or pro-violence voices from the manosphere, which is honestly really bleak. And I mean, if Apatow, who's the king of the bros, has given up on his friends, well, what hope do the rest of us have? But while the older Apatow might have turned his back on the homies, we have not forgotten his roots. And this all goes back, yet again, to Heavyweights. Now, the film contrasts the summer camp boys' camaraderie with their antagonist, the egotistical camp counselor, Tony Perkis. Now, Perkis, in many ways, is a modern, ahead-of-its-time critique of today's alpha bro influencer types. You know, people like Andrew Tate, hawking their wares on YouTube, telling you how to be a better, happier, thinner, just like me. Guy, as long as you subscribe and you take their classes, you gotta buy their book. There might be a podcast as well. Maybe there's t-shirts. I don't know. They're always selling stuff. Now, Tony, similarly, is far more interested in selling DVDs and boosting his name than in actually helping the boys lose weight, you know, and get healthier and happier.
If all goes according to plan, we're going to turn this summer into the number one weight loss infomercial in the country.
You're kidding.
And Tony tries to control the kids by making them feel bad about themselves. You know, he organizes a dance with girls just to embarrass them. And he tries to spread distrust to get the kids to turn on one another.
Anyone who brings candy into this camp is not your friend. He is a destroyer.
But the kids reject all of Tony's attempts. You know, they see through his toxicity and divisive tactics. And they see that the way to be happy is simple, by being a good person who treats your friends well, not by being a fitness-obsessed business bro. That path just leaves you miserable, resentful, and alone. You know, just look at Tony or Andrew Tate. You might think getting out of Romanian prison is bad, but he went straight to Florida, the Romanian prison of America. So Apatow had it right from the jump. At the end of the day, we all need a buddy to just hang out and shoot the shit with. So come on, stop watching this video. Go call that friend that you haven't seen in a month and grab a beer. And take it from me, if you're insecure, you feel weird about it, you think they don't want to hear from you, of course they do. You want to hear from them, right? So why wouldn't they want to hear from you? Okay, so do it. And it could be a coffee as well. It could be a walk. And if you can't do that, well, hey, join a bowling league. Sign up for improv classes or a book group or something like that, okay? Get out there. Make some friends. You deserve it. In the meantime, I'm going to sit in this room alone, so leave some comments so I have something to read. Maybe subscribe. A huge shout out to all of our patrons. Thank you for your support, and we'll see you next time.